sovereign states are duty-bound to safeguard their interest and promote their political, economic, cultural, and scientific relations with the outside world while maintaining peaceful relationships. Now, following its independence on the 9th of July 2011, South Sudan established relations with various sovereign states, among which include Canada. Well, this morning, Mirror Breakfast Show focuses on Canada's presence and its activities in South Sudan. To hear more on this, I'm joined by Senior National Rep for Canada, Lieutenant Colonel Tony MacDonald, and Charge d'Affaires Julius Ngbeyemi. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Now, Canada supports regional and international efforts towards a peaceful and sustainable resolution of conflict in South Sudan. Kindly highlight to the kind of support you have been offering.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to join you on this program. As you rightly said, Canada has been in South Sudan way before independence. During the liberation struggle, Canada supported the UN Operation Lifeline for more than two decades. And since joining, establishing diplomatic relations in 2011 after independence, we've been providing both humanitarian development and peace and security assistance to South Sudan. We take a feminist, conflict-sensitive, human rights-based and nexus approach in our programming. And breaking that down, we can go a little deeper on the development programming, humanitarian assistance and peace and security operations of our presence in South Sudan. On the development front, Canada has four main areas that we engage on the development assistance of South Sudan. We're very heavily involved in health, in food security and livelihood, governance, good governance, and education. And it is the total development envelope is around $110 million per year. Mm-hmm. On the humanitarian side of things, which is immediate life-saving assistance to people that are affected either by flooding, by displacement, we offer that, and our envelope for that annually is around 33 million Canadian dollars. Let me clarify. On the peace and security front, it's a bit more modest, and that's around 3.5 million to 5 million dollars. And we also engage local South Sudanese organization on a very smaller basis. We call that Canada Funds for Local Initiatives, and that is around average of 33,000 Canadian dollars per organization. Right. And our year's operation just actually wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, where we'll be engaging about seven local South Sudanese organizations on good governance as we look towards election next year. So that, in a nutshell, is our envelope. Annually, I would say on average $120 million per year for all the three areas I have highlighted.
Right. Thank you so much, Julius. I'll come back to you. And now, Tony, talk to us more about your peacekeeping contributions to ANMIS.
Absolutely. First off, thank you for having me. This is a first for me. So the Canadian Armed Forces has been participating in UNMISS, and that's both single and double S since 2004. So as the senior national rep for the, this current Canadian rotation, we are rotation number 19, and we are currently manned at 10 personnel, all staff officers, working in various headquarters throughout UNMISS, Juba, Bientu, Malakal. And in the past, we've had staff officers and UN observers, but currently our current allotment is just staff officers. We're here to support UNMISS in the, you know, the peace, security, development of South Sudan. And the Canadian Armed Forces is absolutely committed to the mandate that UNMISS has.
Right. Well, coming to you, Julius, yes, you have elaborated how you are, you have been supporting South Sudan. But now let's draw into this particular aspect. Well, South Sudan is one of the countries in Africa that is regarded with high poverty levels. So how has Canada been supporting and alleviating poverty?
Thank you. That's a very pertinent question. One of Canada's priorities really is to contribute to a just, inclusive, prosperous and peaceful world. Mm. And in that regard, Canada is taking what we call the feminist approach to our international assistance. We believe that having a feminist approach is the best way to ensure gender equality, to ensure a just and more prosperous country. So our presence in the areas I've mentioned before, particularly on the development aspect, you would see that health features very prominently, because these services are health, education, even the private sector, development, agriculture, are areas that really contribute to helping the poorest and the least developed countries in the world.
Right.
Africa being still very much agrarian, our interest in agriculture is premised on that notion that once you're able to be able to feed yourself, you're able to help the poorest and the most vulnerable, women and girls, then you're really getting to the root causes of poverty. Mm. So this is why Canada is taking this approach in our international assistance program in South Sudan.
Right. Thank you, Julius. Now, Tony, your country will soon be celebrating its National Day. Tell us more about it.
So Canada Day is on the 1st of July. It's our official birthday, I guess you can call it. Mm. It's a big deal back in Canada. It's a big deal for the Canadian Armed Forces as well. It's a national holiday. We like to absolutely get together and I guess, give thanks to some of the things that we have in Canada that many other nations do not have. It's a real special day for us, and it's a treat for us to be able to celebrate it in South Sudan. We're able to invite lots of folks from the mission and from the embassy to partake in some of the festivities. And it's, you know, it's an opportunity for us to share our culture and to, as I said, sort of give thanks to many of the things that we have.
Right. So how would you want South Sudanese to relate to this day?
Well, just come and have fun. One of the things I really like to do whenever I go on an overseas deployment is to try and learn as much as I can about their culture as I possibly can. So this is an opportunity for me to give back a little bit and teach a little bit about Canadian culture, Canadian customs. And again, it's really about having a good time and just enjoying yourself.
Right. Well, that has been our time. Tony and Julius, thank you so much for making our time to come and speak to us. Just before I let you go, Julius, what would your last remark be?
Well, it's been a great honor being of African descent, being posted to South Sudan, right, and being the chargé d'affaires at the Embassy of Canada, and looking and supporting South Sudan to become a just, inclusive, prosperous, and peaceful nation. It's at the top of my mind, and I do really want to give a shout-out to my team, the entire team at the Embassy of Canada to South Sudan, for the work they do daily in contributing to these Canadian priorities in South Sudan.
Right. Thank you, Julius. Yes, Tony, your last remark.
Very happy to be in South Sudan. It's been, I'm coming to the end of my 12 months, and it's been just an absolute eye-opener, a beautiful country, and the thing that I will certainly take back is the potential that this country has in so many areas. It's been an honor.
Right. Tony MacDonald and Julius Ngweyanmi, I hope that's how you pronounce your name. Thank you so much for honoring our invite to come and speak on the Mirror Breakfast Show.